You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're talking. All right, now we are talking. Oh, I just love being on air. I have got a lot of opinions to express. Thank God we live in such a beautiful country that allows us to have the freedom of speech and allows somebody like me to air my opinions and allows people like you to be able to listen. So just thank God. I'm just so proud to be an American right now. So proud. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Got a lot to talk about in this show today. Big scare going on in the UK where it looks like multiple women might have induced an abortion of their miscarriage. They were told that they possibly had a dead fetus or had miscarried and had decided to induce it along such that they weren't carrying a dead fetus, and it turns out many of them might have actually had a live one the whole time. We need to talk about that. Pretty scary. Also, it looks like part of Obamacare is getting chipped away. We're going to talk about a major program, a major part of the Affordable Health Care Act that is going to have to go by the wayside because it wasn't financially competent or fiscal or could be kept solvent. I'm stumbling on my words because what I wanted to say is it's predictable. But that's neither here nor there. I want to talk about the top states that have the highest amount of heart disease. I also want to talk about phobias. You know, we were talking about earlier this week, there was a, on one of the hours of my shows, there was a lady who had been raped and she didn't want to go outside. She was agoraphobic, fear of being out in social places and social situations. So I definitely want to talk about that and the different types of phobias that are out there. So as you can see, we have a lot to talk about. But what is the most stimulating on the Sassy and Stimulating Talk Show are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And of course, we take your medical emails and your questions at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. That's my website. You could check out the cruise. You could send me a medical question. You could sign our guest book. Do whatever you want. But, you know, please, please keep it clean. Keep it clean. And, of course, follow me on Twitter and Facebook. All right. Okay, we are rocking and rolling here. So let's just quickly go through the states with the highest amount of heart disease. Now, I'm actually shocked by these numbers. I thought it would be higher. CBS News came out. This is one of the sources. There's multiple sources out there of the states with the highest amount of heart disease. And number one on the list was Kentucky. They say Kentucky has 8.2% of their population with heart disease. Now, is this people that have clogged arteries? Is this people that, I mean, if it's people that have clogged arteries, I'm going to say the number's higher, unless what they're also doing is looking at children. But, I mean, we know teenagers start to clog their arteries. But I guess diagnosed, these are people that are diagnosed, 8.2%. Kentucky is the biggest state. Then comes West Virginia. Then comes Louisiana. Then Oklahoma. Then Alabama. Mississippi. Michigan. Arkansas was 7% of the population with heart disease. Tennessee. Texas, 6.8%. North Carolina. Maine. Nevada, 6.3%. Ohio. And the lowest population to have heart disease is Hawaii. Hawaii, they say only 3.7% of their population has heart disease. Huh. Mahalo. You know why? It's because they get to relax. I mean, have you all ever been to Hawaii? I went. The very first time I went to Hawaii was for a medical conference. I never was able to afford to travel. You know, when we were growing up or when, you know, I was going to school, you know, no way could I have, you know, afforded a trip to Hawaii. But there was a medical conference. In the medical conference, you get a group rate on the hotel room. Honestly, guys, if you ever go to Hawaii, say you're going to go to a medical conference, okay, and maybe sign up for the medical conference. You save so much on the hotel room. So we decided to do that, and it was phenomenal. I mean, you really relax. I mean, I try to do work. I'm a workaholic. So I bring my laptop and I work out on the beach. I mean, I always have to work. I always, you know, have to deal with the office and keep an eye on the office. You know, medicine never sleeps. Okay, abnormal labs come through. You just, you know, just like the news. The news doesn't sleep, but medicine never sleeps. So, and you just can't help but relaxing. So I guess people who live in Hawaii, they just I bet they really do just sit out there and look outside and just, you know, let the waves listen to the sounds. I'm now all fantasizing about vacation. I had a rough week, very rough week. So vacation does sound good. But remember, Alaska's also pretty too. Alaska's on the water. So if you guys decide not to go to Hawaii, go on the Alaskan cruise with me because we've got the Alaskan cruise coming up. Okay, pretty cool stuff. So that's heart disease. Okay, so really quickly, why would I think Kentucky would have higher heart disease than Hawaii? Yes, I think the ocean has a lot to do with that. But, you know, I'm looking at these numbers. Nevada. Nevada's number 9. Why would Nevada have less heart disease than Kentucky? Is it because less people have health insurance to be diagnosed? Maybe that's a reason. I mean, we lost a lot of jobs out here in Nevada. We lost a lot of our population, too. They moved. You know, so when our unemployment stayed the same at 14%, that's a much higher number because many people left the state. Maybe the number's lower because of unemployment and people with less insurance. I don't know. But Kentucky, West Virginia, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, the top 5 for heart disease. We talk about heart disease a lot, what puts you at risk if you're a smoker. Huge risk. If you had diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, if you're a male over 40, female over 50, if someone in your family had heart disease. And, you know, I know a lot of you listen to this going, all right, well, my cholesterol's up, Dr. Dahlia. What do I do about it? I mean, you know, my cholesterol started to go up, too. This is the very first year. The very first year. My total cholesterol is 170, so it's still under 200. But I noticed my bad cholesterol sneak up. I mean, of course, I'm in my 40s now. So I listen to my own show. I know you don't think I listen. You think I leave the studio and run, but I listen to my show. You know, and I'm like, oh, Dr. Dahlia says to do this. And I know it's frustrating. You know, when you hear somebody harangue you on your cholesterol and your high blood pressure, it is. It's very frustrating. It's like your mom talking to you. But honestly, people, heart disease is so real. So real. So just don't mess around. Have a doctor take a look at you. You guys can come up with a plan. And it's not going to be that difficult to plan. Okay, you aren't going to have to eat fish your whole life, I promise. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sure most of you have heard that part of Obamacare is getting scrapped, all right? The long-term care insurance plan that was an integral part of the Obamacare health care reform, Affordable Health Care Act, looks like it has to be scrapped because they don't think there's going to be enough money to have it sustained. Now, let's talk about what this is. It made some sense, and it was nice. It was a voluntary insurance plan for working adults, regardless of age or health, where you put money every month into it. It couldn't be, the premium couldn't be higher than $100. And then when you become disabled, you would get your benefits, and they couldn't be less than $50 if you ever became, you know, disabled later in life. And beneficiaries could use the money for, you know, if you needed to stay at home or if you needed it for nursing home bills. You didn't have a lot of limitations on this money because it was your disability plan. A voluntary program, nothing that was going to be penalized or mandated. Yeah, sounds nice. Well, what apparently Kathleen Sebelius realized, as well as the Obama administration, is not many healthy workers were going to opt to pay for this. And what was going to happen is if only sick people buy into the plan, and then, of course, within months of starting to pay premiums, want to cash in on it, then obviously it would destabilize it and require a taxpayer bailout. So they don't think the program could be salvaged, and it's probably going to get scrapped. Now, this is what I have been talking about. We talked about this on the previous hour of the show, so I'm sorry if I sound redundant, but for those of you that only get to listen to me an hour of the day, what I had talked about is this is exactly the problem I had with the Affordable Health Care Act. You have no idea, as a doctor, as a business owner, as a patient, as a daughter of a patient, sister of a patient, how much I wanted Obama health care, or not, I don't want to say Obama health care, but I wanted some sort of health insurance reform. Okay, we are in dire, we are in a health care crisis right now. And I was so frustrated that they came up with this bill in, 48 hours, and it was supposed to solve all the problems. Now, they're starting to look at the bill piece by piece and realize, wait a second, this isn't financially sound. If we let sick people buy paying their premiums and then asking for benefits right away, and we don't have enough healthy people putting money into the system, we're going to run out of money. Well, duh. I mean, really? You're only figuring this out now? It's been a year and a half since the law passed. You're figuring this out now? What we discussed earlier was I would love to see a poll or a survey of how many people that are pro the Affordable Health Care Act are also willing to pay, right? Even if they don't need the benefits, how much money and how many are willing to pay to make this act work? Now, what surprises me is at the time this passed, and at the time Obamacare won or President Obama won the election, right? Was it 51%? He had 51% of the vote. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's been a little while. So you would think, because this passed a couple months, into his presidency, that roughly 51% of the population would be for this. Now, was the 51% mostly sick people, or were they also healthy people? I don't think there's a lot of healthy people. So where did they get this idea that not enough healthy people would be on board and start paying for this disability plan and start paying premiums? Where did they get the idea? If they have all this support and President Obama isn't falling in the ratings and all these people support what the Obama administration is doing, then you would think these people would all be on board opening up their wallets and shelling out the money for these premiums to keep this program alive. But no. No one's, where is everybody? Now, I'm sure there's some people that will say, yeah, for the greater good, absolutely, But I don't think a lot of Democrats or liberals or people pro this Affordable Health Care Act really is going to jump on board with paying premiums for something when we're in the middle of a recession. They have to pay for their own health insurance. We got the whole health insurance issue. So, yes, this voluntary insurance plan is nice, but, they figured out what we called a year and a half ago. They're going to need taxpayer bailout to pay for this because it's not going to sustain. I said that. Nobody ever listens to my show. Or if they do, they turn it off. That's what I said. If you're going to have employers pay for health care and the employer fires the employee because they need less employees so they can make their bottom line, and you have all these employees without insurance, what was the point of the Affordable Health Care Act? Affordable Health Care Act was supposed to give everybody coverage. So this design flaw that they say, CBS News calls it a design flaw. Really? I call it a cluster. And I'm not going to finish the term. An absolute cluster. And, of course, I'm reading this, and my concern is if this is a cluster, and if this is a flaw, is the paragraph below it flawed? Can you read maybe two pages down? Is that flawed also? I'm sorry I got pretty heated last hour, but, I always talk about healthcare from a doctor's perspective and from a small business owner's perspective, but I really haven't shared with you from a personal selfish perspective. Right now, if I could just digress for a second, I believe in California, there was a recent federal law that passed that, insurance companies have to cover, people with eating disorders, bulimia, anorexia, issues with, behavioral disorders, et cetera. And I guess Blue Cross Blue Shield is, you know, trying to buck it because they're going to have to raise their premiums. I mean, you could only do so much. You could only cover so many beneficiaries when you have to cover so many services. And like I said, I'm not playing a violin for these people, but the truth of the matter is if they have to cover all these extra benefits, including anorexia and home treatment and, behavioral issues or behavioral therapies, as well as not exclude for pre-existing and not have caps, et cetera, they're going to have to, they're going to have to raise their premiums. I mean, a man in Boston had a double hand transplant. Apparently, he had lost his hands and his legs, having sepsis, a bacterial infection in the blood, lost his hands and legs. So he is, I think, the fourth person to have a double hand transplant. That's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. But it's expensive. A double hand transplant is expensive. Who's going to decide where the insurance dollars go to and the premiums go to? 100 bulimic ladies or a person with double hand transplant? Should we help more people with the money, or should we give somebody his hands? Somebody's going to have to make that decision. And what I predict is these insurance companies are going to go under. These insurance companies are going to go under. So from a selfish perspective, if Blue Cross Blue Shield goes under, United goes under, Aetna, any of these insurances go under, because now they have to cover all these services without raising their premiums. Can't do it. Especially if you're having people getting double hand transplants, you can't do it. They're going to go under. And what I want to know is what is going to be the health system 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I want to know. In my family, we have breast cancer, we have colon cancer, we have ovarian cancer. Should I do something preventative? Should I get my mastectomy now while I have good insurance? I mean, I want to know what the plan is going to be. That's why I'm ticked. I mean, and I'm sorry if I'm, in selfish mode right now, but I want to know what health insurance I'm going to have 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. All I know right now is Medicare is going to be financially depleted. So if there's not going to be Medicare for me, and we're probably not going to have these private health insurance companies because of all the demands with the Affordable Health Care Act, what type of health insurance plan is going to be out there? Especially if the government promises anorexia coverage, bulimia coverage, transgender coverage, transplant coverage, heart, no pre-existing conditions, no lifetime masks, covering children up until age 26. All of them very nice. I'm not against bulimia coverage or coverage. I'm not against that. But I've been in medicine long enough that I don't think they're going to be able to do it realistically for cheap. And I want to know what health plan is going to be around. At least Blue Cross and United and Cigna, these guys have been around for a while. What if they can't take it anymore and take the heck with this? I'm not going to lose any more money. I'm sorry, I want to know. Because if the system is going to be basically a Medicaid system, and there's going to be very little access, long waits. Right now in the UK, an article came out saying, they're really trying to crack down. The average wait for a referral from a GP to a specialist is 18 weeks. 18 weeks! Should I just start getting whatever I need done now? Just take the ovaries out. I don't want to wait till I get ovarian cancer. God forbid. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman to this
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, it's interesting. You know, I talk about the healthcare reform a lot and how I want health insurance reform. And I know I harp a lot and I don't really give a lot of, you know, ideas on how to fix it. And I'm honest. I don't know how to fix it. You know, when you hear of this Boston man who was able to get a bilateral hand transplant, and good for him. Like I said before the break, he had lost his hands and feet because of sepsis. He had an infection in the blood, and I believe he ended up, there's certain conditions and certain things that could happen when you go into sepsis where he probably lost blood flow to his hands and his legs. They became gangrenous, and he had to have them amputated. So for him to get a bilateral hand transplant, you know, those are things that make you happy. It makes all of us happy. You know, when we hear that they could do things like that, it just blows your mind away. just absolutely blows us away. Like, you know, the other day we were talking about how they could make healthy liver cells. They could, you know, if you have a liver that's done, you know, they could take healthy liver cells, produce more healthy liver cells, and give them back to you. We talked about that with that lady in England with the knee cartilage. They took healthy cartilage cells out of her knee that was ready to be replaced, took whatever good cartilage they could, made extra cells, put it back in. The medical advancements in technology just blow me away. It blows all of us away. And we want to know that that's going to be out there for us. I mean, if God forbid I need a hand transplant or a face transplant like the woman that was mauled by that chimpanzee last year, you know, we want to know that those technologies are there for us. And it's a little scary because health insurance is not very affordable anymore. A lot of us don't have health insurance because we lost our jobs. And we're getting a little nervous because some of these companies that allegedly would pay for treatment like this, pending approval, may not be around anymore. And yeah, we're a little nervous. It makes us all nervous. And you don't have to be Democrat or Republican or liberal or conservative to see that. I think we're all nervous. I think we all want to know that we have something to rely on. We all want to know that we have Social Security out there, that we're going to have Medicare when we need it, that, you know, Medicaid is going to be, you know, solvent, and, you know, we'll be able to, in terms of the state, that the state would be able to fund Medicaid so that, you know, the Medicaid programs could continue. You know, we want a little stability. And I think the reason why things are so much more emotional now is we really learned a lesson a couple of years ago from a financial point of view. We thought we had some sort of financial security back in the early, you know, 2000s. Now, of course, some of us were like, really, people? Really? Adjustable rate mortgage? Really? Really? Right? You're going into a $500,000 home and you make $30,000 a year? Really? You know, but still, some of us invested in real estate. Some of us diversified our portfolio and invested in stock and bonds, etc. You know, me and my husband and I, we had two young kids. We have student loans, you know, some family to take care of. So we were never at that point where we had any retirement funds or, I mean, I had a small one from residency, didn't do much with it, but we weren't at the point where we were putting money away. But a lot of you all were. A lot of you all did. A lot of you all had stock in Ford and, you know, stock in these companies, and you lost a lot, almost all of your retirement. So you're a little gun shy. I mean, we all have some PTSD from the financial aspect and from the financial crisis. And we learned a huge lesson that our retirement could be here today, gone tomorrow. Very scary. I have no idea. If I finally start to get money that I could put away, I have no idea where to put the money in. Well, Dr. Dahlia, listen to Bob Brinker and Clark Howard and Dave Ramsey. They'll tell you. Well, I do. I listen to them. I think Bob Brinker actually called it, if I remember correctly. I think they all did. But, I mean, who could? I mean, we knew there was going to be a crash. We just didn't realize it was going to be this big a crash and for this long. And we still don't know how long it's going to go. So I still don't know. I mean, do I put it in real estate? Do I put it in stocks? I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, honestly, I think I just want to find a tile and stick it under the tile in the house. I don't know. I mean, you know, when I waited tables, when I was in medical school and I waited tables and I brought home cash tips, that was probably one of the easiest times of my life. I didn't have to worry about the kids. I didn't have to worry about retirement. I could pay off the truck, pay my rent. You know, the tips were good. It was a good time, not as stressful as it is now. But Dr. Dahlia, you're a doctor. Oh, yeah, but you need to see my expenses. Oh, my gosh, being a physician with your malpractice insurance and the liability insurance and the workman's comp and the staff, a lot more expenses. Boy, things were easy when I was waiting tables. All I had to do was pay for a padded bra. That's it. So it's frustrating. So a lot of us, okay, we're very, very scared because a part of our retirement planning included, okay, well, we have this for our health. You know, I mean, a lot of you that have pensions or have left the company, some of you have health insurance still. And that is a huge relief because you're trying to live on your pension and you cannot budget pension dollars going to your health care. Some of you have to, and I understand that. But when we think about our retirement and we think about, are we going to be, you know, taken care of later? The first thing that comes to mind is Social Security. The second thing that comes to mind is Medicare. Now, when we were told that Medicare is going to run out of funds, Social Security is going to run out of funds, we kind of all looked at each other and said, all right. I mean, we were shocked. We went through a grieving process. We yelled and screamed. But then we all looked at each other going, all right, we're going to have to get to work. And we're not going to be able to rely on the government, which means we got to come up with a plan. But I didn't think my plan had to include health care. I thought my plan would be, okay, you know, just, you know, find some stocks, maybe some mutual funds or whatever. I didn't think that there was a possibility that the type of health care we have, which, again, has a lot of flaws, could possibly absolutely be no more, and we would have to be under some sort of a socialized regimen with our health care. And I'm not saying that to scare or be dramatic, but honestly, if the private insurance companies go under and Obamacare has to be initiated and instituted through a public option, that is going to be a form of socialized medicine. And are we going to have the 18-week wait that we're starting to see, you know, in these articles coming from Great Britain? I mean, 18 weeks, you could die in 18 weeks. You know, we diagnosed cancer in one of our patients, a pelvic cancer. We got her into the gynecologist next day. She was in surgery the next week. 18 weeks. I don't want that. I don't want that. So we, as American people, are going to have to decide what we want to do. Do we want insurance companies to cover everything? Do we want everybody covered? Well, if we do, then we're going to have to pay. All right? And Democrats and Republicans, we all have to pay. And we're going to have to be okay with paying for the sick people. Now, some of us not okay with that, then you're going to have to, you know, come up. We're going to then have to come up with, okay, well, then just pay for what you need. But we're going to have a huge problem because how are we going to deal with our sick? And the sick can make other people sick. I mean, we all want the double transplants. And this administration promised everybody the double transplants. And I think everybody has a right to health care. I do. I know a lot of conservatives wouldn't agree with me, but I do. If you are a U.S. citizen, you've been paying taxes, you've been, you know, working in this country, you've been building this country, you've been helping the economy. I don't think anybody should die because they don't have health insurance. I think there should be something, whether it's a free clinic, whether it's public hospitals, something. I don't like the plan that this Affordable Health Care Act, this plan doesn't make any sense. Have employers take on the bulk of this and they just decide to fire people because they have to, you know, hit their bottom line. I don't blame them. And then we have all these unemployed people. I mean, right now, I don't see how the situation is going to get fixed. But somebody's going to have to make some heavy decisions, some difficult decisions. And I don't think a politician wants to stand up saying, I really don't want to pay for bulimia coverage because they won't get elected. So, again, we don't know what's going to happen to our future, but we do know already we're seeing some internal combustion with this Obamacare. When we come back, more medical headlines and my stuttering on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help his tireless crusaders spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
All right, we're boogie woogieing right now. The Dr. Delia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Want to give you the most up-to-date medical updates. So pretty scary stuff going on in Great Britain. You know, they think at least 400 women were given. Actually, they say each year. They say hundreds of mothers-to-be each year, they believe, are being wrongly told that they've lost their baby because of mistakes reading the ultrasounds. What usually is supposed to happen is the ultrasound. Let's say a mom, mother-to-be, is having some issues, having some bleeding, having some cramping. So they get an ultrasound. They're supposed to look for the gestational sac, the fetal pole, heartbeat. If they can't find it, they're supposed to re-ultrasound 7 to 10 days. Well, they believe what might have happened is some of these gestational sacs were either very small, looked abnormal, and they couldn't find the heartbeat and said, you know what, no, there's no use doing the second scan. You know, do you want to pass it naturally or do you want a pill to pass it? And, of course, some of these women, of course, opted for the medication. They, you know, didn't feel right about carrying it. And so they're concerned that hundreds of women possibly lost pregnancies that were actually viable, because there were women who decided to kind of buck the system and say, no, I want to wait for the next scan, or I want to wait, and their pregnancies were viable. Now, this is kind of a sad case, but I'm trying to look at this going, how could this have been prevented? Really, hundreds of women? I mean, here in the States, and I thought they do this over there as well. I'm learning about the, you know, UK medical system probably at the same pace as you are. I'm just trying to learn as much about it. But I thought they do what we do, and maybe they do. And we're just missing this here because I don't understand why all these women would have possibly lost their child unnecessarily if that's what's happening. But we run the HCG hormone. There's a hormone called your HCG, the human chorionic gonadotropin, and chorionic gonadotropin. And the HCG hormone rises when you're pregnant. Now, yes, tumors could make it rise, and, you know, you could have some other issues that cause that. But for the most part, if we're ever worried about a miscarriage, we call it a threatened abortion, okay? It's called a spontaneous abortion if you miscarry, okay? But so it's not called a therapeutic abortion. A therapeutic abortion is an abortion that people do when they don't want to have the pregnancy on purpose, planned. But a threatened abortion is what we call a miscarriage. That's a medical term for it. Well, we ultrasound, but we also do a blood test. And we look at the quantitative HCG, the quantitative pregnancy hormone. And then we check you 2 days later. And if it rises, that's a good sign that the pregnancy is still alive. If it goes down, that's an ominous sign. And so I'm kind of wondering why I don't hear anything about them doing the HCG testing. Because that also kind of helps break the tie. I mean, I like the idea of being rescanned 7 to 10 days later. That makes a lot of sense because there should be a certain amount of growth. And sometimes you could just miss a fetal heartbeat. You know, sometimes the ultrasound can miss it or the dates are wrong and the mother thinks she's a lot farther along than she is. But, I mean, this is just horrifying to think that this could actually have happened. So hopefully we'll have more news. You know, I want to not believe it, but unfortunately it sounds like this is true. Okay, so what is this? Bachelors are more likely to die from cancer? Really? A study at the University of Oslo looked at cancer survival rates from patients diagnosed with cancer between 1970 and 2007, and they found that the death rates for men with cancer who had never been married almost doubled, from 18 to 35%, while unmarried women rose 17 to 22%. So even unmarried women, although bachelors much more, it looks like bachelors, it doubled. However, if you were married, you had less chance of cancer. Really? And they said if you cohabitated. They say cohabitors have the same benefits as married couples. They don't say how much less cancer risk. Honestly, sometimes these numbers, they just don't, you know, make any sense. Like, what does 17% less risk mean? I don't know. But, really, really. Now, maybe it's because the wife is sitting there, or the girlfriend's sitting there, or your cohabitor is sitting there saying, hey, you got a mole on your back and it looks funny, get it checked. Or, you were sleeping funny, or you sounded funny. I mean, I got to admit, most of the men that come to see me, it's because the wife dragged them in, or the wife made the appointment. You know, the wife makes a call a lot of times. You know, I mean, for my husband, you know, I don't like to, you know, be that motherly with him, but yes, I push him. I mean, I'm going to make him get his endoscopy and his colonoscopy, and he's grumpy about it, but if I didn't tell him to do it, he wouldn't do it. If he was a bachelor, there's no way. Wait, you think he's going to volunteer for a colonoscopy? No way. But I threaten him, you see? The threats work. Oh, interesting stuff. Okay. All right. What I don't understand is how stupid some parents are. Apparently, a little boy, 13-month-old baby in the Bronx, New York, was found unconscious in his crib and died later that evening because he swallowed pills from a prescription bottle given to him to be played with as a rattle. Parents gave him a bottle. We don't know what the pills were. They haven't disclosed it yet. And, you know, to shake it up as a rattle, probably because they were busy, they were on the phone, they were fighting. I don't know what they were doing. Nobody knows. but nobody stopped to think that that could be dangerous. And I know a lot of you, because you can't stand the caps on the prescription bottles, you flip them upside down, so all you have to do is twist them a little bit. And I mean, I don't want to assume what happened here, but I wouldn't be surprised. And you really don't give a child a prescription bottle to play with a rattle, okay? Because remember, these kids are smart. 13 months old, that's a year and one month. Very smart kids, okay? If there's a bunch of things and they're making noise, they're going to logically think, I want to go in there and grab those little things that make noise because I bet they're going to be fun. And kids put things in their mouth. That's just what they do, okay? Cats and dogs sniff. Kids don't sniff. They taste. They put things in their mouth. So it's very unfortunate. So, you know, if you want to shut the kid up, there's tons of other ways to do that. They're giving a bottle of, psychotropics, diet pills, whatever. I just shudder to think what could have happened. Okay. You know, it's interesting. We're going to be probably talking about this on the next hour. I wish I could talk more about this on this show. But phobias. We were talking about agoraphobia with that one of my listeners who unfortunately, you know, underwent a horrific experience being raped, and now she has agoraphobia. She doesn't want to go outside because, you know, when she opened the door, that's what had happened for her. And, you know, it's interesting because there are stars that have admitted to having certain phobias. I guess Kim Basinger says she suffers from panic attacks. Nicole Kidman says that she has suffered from panic attacks in red carpet situations. Oh, my gosh. Oh, how horrible to be on the red carpet having a panic attack. Please, I would gladly trade places with you. I would love to be on the red carpet. Absolutely, with Viggo Mortensen walking by. You know, and then everybody kind of gives each other pecks on the cheek. He's so cute. All right, so what kind of phobias are out there? Okay, well, we know about, arachnophobia. I was talking about arachnophobia, about spooky spiders, fear of spiders. There's fear of pain. Agliophobia. If you have fear of pain, that's aglio. I don't know what aglio is. Fear of being alone is called autophobia. Nope, that's not fear of cars. That's fear of being alone. Autophobia. Fear of books. If you have a fear of books, you're bibliophobia. That's interesting. If you have fear of bacteria, you're a bacteriophobic. If you have a fear of ugliness, you are a cacophobia. I'm getting this from about.com. If you have a fear of clowns, you're a coulrophobia. They have a fear of everything. If you have a fear of snow, you're a chionophobia. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. If you have a fear of clocks, you're a chronometrophobic. Wow. If you have a fear of dentists, you're a dentophobia. If you have a fear of trees, a dendrophobia. Honestly, they have a fear for everything. A fear of marriage, gamophobia. Wow, fear of marriage. I think my husband suffered from that for a little bit. A fear of knees. Yeah, we're talking about the knees on your legs. If you have a fear of knees, genuphobia. I have never met a person who was afraid of knees. Fear of public speaking, glossophobia. I have that. I'm very timid with public speaking, very. Fear of women. Fear of women. Can you guess this one? Gynophobia. Gyne. As in gynecologist, gynophobia. Gyne must have to do something with the woman. All right. Fear of doctors, iatrophobia. Iatrophobia, is that why y'all don't listen to my show? Iatrophobia, really? Fear of phobias? That's phobophobia. Man, all right, we got more coming up from the Dr. Dolly Show. If this is your exit, you have a great ride and a great rest of the day. If not, stay on board. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.